my best.
There's a lot of you say this in this piece of Mario. As we're starting to wind down to, towards the end of the sugyas for Shavuos, before we start talking for Kohen, we're going to do two things. We're going to learn this sugya. There's a lot of Yisaitis here. We're going to see slowly. And then next week we're going to learn the sugya of Eidim Yisaitis Lift of Yishua, which we left off as an Eidim Patek Yishua. And that huge controversy really is a summary of all the sugyas and shuas that we spoke about after going to see. It's a whole business. A huge machlekes Rishonim and Achronim. And then we're going to start the Mitzvah and talk for Kohen Mishor Tov and Lachas a week from the coming Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. Kredel Chazaras and all the Sukkis of Shavuos. Zokti Gemara here. Today, what I want to do is that I want to slowly shtalavek the Pashup Shad of this piece of Gemara. I mean, the Pashup Shad itself is very complicated. Rabbi Abraham, if you can come in. You're an important guy. Yeah. I want to stall a vector. Listen carefully how I'm stalling a vector shot. I'm going to leave off with the central kasha at the end. And tomorrow, based on the shot that we have over here, we're going to say the lumbus of the sugya. There's two parts of it. And then we'll go back to the place and see if there's many levels here. We'll go slowly. Today, I want to stall a vector basic isaitis, okay? Listen carefully to the cheshbin and the pshat. And chazer it over and get it clear. Ahureya, there was a shepherd, Avimatsu Lukoyonuch Yusuf Isadi. He'd give him animals to watch. Every day with Adam. As the story continues, they had good reason to give him every day with Adam. Okay? They didn't trust him, and there was good reason not to trust him. Yoimer had one day, Mosru Lebeloi Saadi. They gave it to him without. The Saif Amulu Hulaydim Amyadam. Yoimer said, no, I give the shepherd a couple of shepsalach. Every day I do with Aiden, so there's no games. The day that I didn't give with Aiden, Yom Echad, one day, here's Ahureya. He made it into Gemara Bavitzir Dafei, famous Reya. This guy was a Zaz scoundrel, all the Dairis know about him. The only thing is, it doesn't say his name, which takes the Gishmak out of it. Akoponim, the day that they didn't give it to him with Aiden, he says, well, Adam, you never gave me animals to watch. Also, Saadi came to Adam. Asidu be the ochol tar to minayim. Two out of the 10 animals he ate. Eight. Amar of Zera, he says, "Abchir kamaisa, v'shtaba shaira." We have Abchir kamaisa. We have a case where I said to you, I gave you 10 animals to watch. You said nothing. We found out Adam said you ate two of them in Yechayev. So it's a classic case of Abchir kamaisa hadas Adam. Fregdi Gomar only Abaya. In Isa Mishtaba, or Gazlan, who? The guy's a straight out Gazlan. What Rashi explains over here, there's no Shtamuti over here. This guy is a full scale legal tender Chashi. He was caught lying, and he can't swear. All the other cases over here, Kamais, we caught him lying. Rashi explains there's Shtamuti over there. Maybe, and you have cash flow. Over here, there's no cash flow, there's no smash flow. He went ahead and had steak. Again, they ate the two shops of luck. And Shalom Yisrael. So you can't swear. A Gazlan doesn't swear. Sakti Gemara Benachanami. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, how can you swear to Abzera? Amalei Shechnegda Kamino. I didn't mean to say that he swears. He's not allowed to swear. A guy who's official legal tender Gazlan can't swear as possible. He's a Choshut. But I meant the Kenegdoi. Who's the Kenegdoi? The Mafkid, the Bailam of the Shapsalach, the Bailam of the sheep. He'll swear and he gets it, slowly. This is the first time we're bumping into a phenomenon called Shekenegdoi. I brought you on side B. Side A, I don't remember which side it was. A Mishnah in Shavuos. Mishnah says that we know that Shavuot Derais is all Shavuos on Iftarin. And this, Rabbanah made a number of Shavuos on there. There's a number of Shavuos that the Rabbanah were masakin that you swear to take money. Kinegdo is one of them. I mean, this is a Takonos Rabbanon. It's a Shuah of Mishnah, by the way. It's a Shuah of the Mishnah, as opposed to Hesis, which is also the Rabbanon. It's not a Mishnah. This is what's called. I'm going to explain something to you a little bit. The basic idea is there's three types of Shuahs. There's a Shuah Deraisa. How many Shuah Deraisas are there? Three. Vaidu and Miktas, Eidachar, and Shaimrim, in all their cases. Shuas HaMishnah are shuas which are brought down in the Mishnah. They're very stringent shuas, by the way. They're stringent, they have to have Nikitas Chefetz, etc., Pashtas. And those are the ones that are brought down in that Mishnah that I printed out for you. The Shuas HaNoivlins, in other words, a classic example, the guy works all day, he wants to get his wages, he has to swear, okay? One of the Shuas HaNoivlins is a Kenegdoi. That means over here the guy's a Chosha, we don't let him swear. And Kenegdoi says that the Kenegdoi swears, the Tevea swears, and Tevea gets it. That's a Shuah Darabon. So set up Zera, that I meant over here that you swear, I don't mean that the shepherd swears, the shepherd's a Chabalistic Azam. What I meant to say was that the Kenegdoi swears. That's the member of Rab Zera, Adkan. So we have a Choshe, the Choshe can't swear. That means a Choshe is Chayav Shuah Daraisa, slowly. And he can't swear. Why? Because he's a chashid. So we give it to the connector. What's that? We give it to the connector to swear. The opposing one, the tevea. The answer is because Rabban made a takana that when the chashid can't swear, the connector swears. In fact, the Gemara, Hashda nami the lesser the b'chia nechayvi mid Rab Nachman. Although we have to go on to b'chia kamaisa for. B'chia kamaisa is a whole controversy. Like Teresa over here speaks out the psak. There's another reason why the guy has to swear. He's a kofar bakol, and a Nachman made a takana that every kofar bakol, I forgot to say by the way, I was in the middle of a sentence. There's three types of shuas: the shuas deraisas, the shuas derabbanans, the shuas hanoilins, kenegdoi, all the other cases here. The third type of shuas is the shuas hesses. Shuas hesses is not a shuas hamishna, it's not brought down in any mission. It's takana that Chazal made much later on. It's a member of Nachman. The tanan, mono li viyotka, is not the end of viyotka, the part of Omer of Nachman, mashbinas, the shuas hesses. Rav Nachman made a takana much later. They made a takana called Shuas Hesses, where we force you to swear, and we hope that Shuas says Sisa Chacham Lekach. Rashi says they forced you to swear. They're trying to convince you maybe to admit. And that's a very weak Shuas. That's the third category of Shuas. In fact, the Gemara, why did Rav Zera? I mean, this Gemara is a Halacha L'Maisa Gemara. Why did Rav Zera in the time of Rav Zera have to come on to what? Have to come on to Rav Chia Kamaisa? You swear anyway over here. You swear anyway at Shuas Hesses. It was Nafkamina. Shuas Hesses. Anyway, you have to swear. And the guy can't swear because he's a chosher, he's a legal tender goslin, and we throw it on the kenegdoi. If you want to know, Rav Nachman takante, the shuas hesses is the rabbanon. Takante le'avdinon. Stop here. Says the Gemara, no. If you're chayav shuah because of Rukhiya Kamaisa, which is a shuah deraisa, correct? We learn out of the Tadashava. So then when you can't swear because you're a chosher, we throw it on the kenegdoi, we throw it on the tevea. The tevea swears and gets it, which is very unusual. But if the reason why you would swear is only because Rav Nachman and Shuah says that every kofar bakol has to swear, that's a takana, and takantala, you know, we don't make a double takana, and therefore, Rav Zera could not have said that the reason why you swear is because of Shuah says is because then there wouldn't have been a din of kenegdoi, and you wouldn't swear, and that would be the end of the story. Very interesting Rashi here. Look at top Rashi on the base. The takanta, the kishanegda, yizba v'yito, the heavy nami takanta, the minatara, the second shua of the kenegdoi is also a takanta. Why is it a takana? The minatayra, misha olav, lishalim. Minatayra, the one who's supposed to pay, yishba v'yipotam et hashomer. Shua is the raisa that only coming to pot to yourself. There's no such thing as a shua of the raisa where you swear and you get. There's no such thing as a shua of the raisa that you swear and then you get. You swear to save yourself from paying. And all those things that are brought down in Rav Dalaram and Beis, what's called Shuas HaNoilin, is a whole list of things that Chazal and Misakin that you swear in order to get. So if this shepherd would have been chayav Shuas HaNoilin because of Rav Chia Kamaisa, so then we make a takana that when he can't swear, we make a takana on the deraisa that the kenegdoi swears. If the reason why the roi of the shepherd would have been chayav Shuas HaNoilin is a Darbonon, then we wouldn't have made a takana that when he can't swear the connector swears because the takanta le'adino. This Rashi is very, very aggravating. Why is this Rashi aggravating, by the way? Can anybody tell me? No. This Rashi raised a red flag, and I'm going to use the red flag for the big raid I'm going to say tomorrow. Why is Rashi aggravating? Teach how to learn a Rashi. Teach how to learn a Rashi, which, by the way, is a window into the heart of this very, very interesting and important sugya. We're going very slowly today. Meanwhile, we'll speed up soon. Trust me. What's true about this Rashi? This Rashi is a window to the sugya. Rashi is very strange. Rav Zeira said that if you swear Shavu Daraisa because of Rechir Kamaisa, because you have eaten, that you ate two animals, so then we make a Darabona Dekar Takana, then when you can't swear, it's Takana on a Daraisa. But if the reason why you swear is why, is because of a Darabona Dekar reason, because of Shavu Sassus, like every Kaim Bakol, then we don't make a Takana of Kenegdei. Rashi, by the way, is Mayrach on the top Rashi to explain, and why is the Takana of Kenegdei Daraisa? And why is Kenegdei a Darabona, excuse me? Why is Kenegdei? So you notice that Rashi goes in the whole long field. You know why Kenegdei is a Darabona, or how do I know that it's a Darabona? Because since the Kenegdei means that you're swearing, you're getting. And we know that in the world of Daraisa, there's no such thing as a Shuah Daraisa of Neitlin. All Shuah Daraisa is on Iftarin. So the Shuah of Kenegdei is also a Takana. So Takantol, Takantol Levdinon. Now, if I would have been Rashi, I would have written a different reason why Kenegdei is the Rabbanon. Not because it's Neitlin and not Iftarin. I would have written a very three words. Well, it's very interesting, Rashi. Rashi had a topic that Takantol, Takantol, the first Takana, Shuah Sessus. What's the second Takana? Kenegdei. Says Rashi, Kenegdei is a Shuah Darabanon. Why is Kenegdei a Shuah Darabanon, by the way? I know. You know what, if I was Rashi, I would have written it's a Darabona, because there's no Pasuk in the Torah that says Kenegdei swears. Rashi has to go into a whole long Hesber because it's Neitlin, and Neitlin only Darabona. I understand, what do you mean Kenegdei? Which Daraisa is it? I went through all the parashas Mishpatim, I never saw a Shor called Kenegdei. If you have to explain to me why it's a Darabona and not a Daraisa, I'll tell you why, because there's no Pasuk that says Kenegdei swears. I don't say, you didn't know what I said. We're talking about the Kenegdei Rashi's going on. You know what I said? Rashi's coming to explain why Kenegdei that swears and gets money, why is it Daraisa? The reason why it's Rabbanon is because there is no Shua Daraisa called Kenegdei. Not because the whole world. Rashi has to go teach us here from Masech Shuas. Oh, that's the Shailo. That's the window into the Sugya. He's saying Bechidushim. The Pashim Shah, I go ahead and say that the Kenegdei swears, that Rashi has to apologize why it's a Darabona. Rashi teaches us here from Masech Shuas. Call him Ishboin, Ishboin, Biniftarim, Bein, Omnitlin. And if it's a Nitlin, it has to be a Darabona. I understand you. Would somebody in the right mind think that the connectors are the rise of the Geshua? Somebody in the right mind would think that when you have a Choshed, and now that he's going to go swear, somebody in the right mind would think that the derisa is the derisa of the Geshua? Which derisa of the Geshua is it? I'm putting it as a horror. What you said so is the beginning of the terrors. We'll talk about it. But I'm saying, Moritika or in Rashi. What's Rashi have to explain for? Somebody in the right mind says that when the guy's a Choshed and the connector swears, it's the rise of the Geshua. The Rashi has to explain why it's called a takanta, lit takanta. There's such a thing called a shua connector in the Torah. There's such phenomenon of a chal as a shua connector in the Torah. And that's a double tzorachi and rav admoid. Okay. We're going to learn now two tesis in inside, which are interconnected with each other. And then I want to get to the end, to the central kash of the sugi based on these tesis. And I want to learn the tesis inside, and then we're going to talk about the central kash. Listen carefully. Zoktaisis Shekinegdei Kamina. Fektaisis, there are three parts of this taisis, okay? I want to break it into three parts, and then we're going to see the taisis on the base, and then we'll have the famous kasha. The entire fektaisis, Maishna, the Bechoshet, Al Shua, Shekinegdei, Nizba, Manaitel, Amayla, Mina, Mitoch, Shein, Yachal, Yachal, Mishal, Kidam, Kavi, Hamshin, Yidan, Hamshin, Layadan, Ubanaska, the Rababa. But we say, on the Klamatis, kasha is. Taisis kasha is that we have a klal all over Shas, and when a person can swear, what's the din? For clarity's sake, I'm going to talk about the classic case of Mitoich. I go to a guy, I say, owe me $100. He says, Chamshin Yadana. I know, I admit. And Chamshin Yadana. He says, Maidan here. He has Maidan Mikzos. But he can't swear because he's Yadana. He doesn't know. What's the din? Mitoich, you pay. Mitoich, Shein Yachal, Lishom, Mishalom. Where we learn out of it is not important now. It's like Gemara Shavuos. Another case, Naskid Rababa, Yerechot says that you grabbed my thing. The guy says, yes, I grabbed it, but it's mine. You can't swear against the Eidachot because you're agreeing that you grabbed it. She's saying it's yours. That's not called contradicting the Eidachot. Mitech Shein Yachal Yishov Mishalim. Fektei Sakasha, I understand you. The guy's a choshed over here. Say Mitech. Mitech Shein Yachal Yishov Mishalim. Let him pay. Elamai Yotomi. Chazal made a takana connector. Is the Pashup Shad is. Who's the connector for whose benefit? Whose benefit is the connector for over here? Whose benefit is the connector for? A choshed. That means you can't swear. So we have Rachmanis on you. Before we give the money, we say, we'll slap on a Shua to who? To the Kenegdei, to the Tevea. Watch me carefully. Fektaisa, do that over there also. Because why over there do we say Mitoich? We don't say Shekinegdei. Over here we do. We have three cases of Mitoich and Yachal Yishov Mishalom. I have one case where a guy can't swear because he says Lo Yodana. Another case where a guy can't swear because of Naskah the Rabba, where he's not contradicting the aid. I have a third case over here where he can't swear because of Choshed. Why is it that sometimes we say mitoich and sometimes we say kshenegdoi? That's effektoise akasha. That's effektoise akasha. What's happens? We have cases in Shas where sometimes we say kshenegdoi that we don't activate the mitoich and sometimes we do. Why here yeah, why here not? Tesis is tuterotim, which set off a huge controversy, which set off another huge controversy. So we'll start slowly. Tesis first tarot is v'yashlam ha'chom yir minam mishalim. If you're going to say mitoich, l'shach kishchai, d'chol ha'olam yivideh l'deishvu v'yit l'kol ha'sholei. What's Tesis first tarot? Then anochanami. Bear with me now. Tesis first tarot is anochanami. We should say mitoich over here. The guy can't swear. It's a choshet. Mitoich shein yachol ha'sholei mishalim. But there's a gzeir d'rabanan. Yilalim agrees that l'shach kishchai l'chol ha'sholei. It's a d'rabanan. Rabanan said to Rachmanis on him. You know, what's going to happen is that the whole world is going to find out that this guy's an official legal Tanba Chashid. He can't swear. He was caught as a Goslin. They'll get some sort of circumstance he has to swear, and they all have to pay a scam. So the pshat's like this. The guy who says, Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, it's a one-time event. He can't swear. Mitoich. He can't swear. He pays. It's a one-time event. This guy's not a one-time event. This guy's an official legal tender gossip. He's a chashid. And because of that, he's never going to be able to... He's open to all types of scams. People are going to go take advantage of the shakas halach of barrier. People are going to go create shuas, and they'll make him swear, and they'll be mitoich, have to pay. So the Rabbanan had a rachmanis on him to make a connector. Now, according to this first teretz, slowly, a chashid has a din of mitoich, exactly like all other places on mitoich. The Slovenian had a rachmanis on him because the shakas halach of barrier. It's not a one-time event. This is going to affect his whole life. He's never going to have a minute of peace. He's always going to be dragged into bezdin. So chazal made a takan of shekinector. That's shot number one. What's Tosis Teres' second Teres? Tosis' second Teres set off a huge controversy. Void. The Hosam Amalei Shuvah Deraisi Isli Yolacha. Oitishal Oitishalim. Listen to these words of Tosis. What does Mitoich mean? Mitoich means Oitishava Oitishalim. Either swear or pay. That's what Mitoich means. Avalacha Huberotzen Yishava. The guy says, I'm prepared to swear. Imnani Chenuloi. Lekachle Yishalim. Tosis has a different shot. The reason why we don't do Mitoich over here is it's because the guy says, what do you think? Mitoich shein yochol l'shav b'shalom? I'm prepared to swear. But if I say, how did you learn Tosis? This far is a derisive far, so there's no mitoich by a choshev? Tosis first says, this is a shor d'rabbanan. Really, there's mitoich by a choshev. Also, there's a rachmanos on him, so they stopped on the connector. In other places, there's no rachmanos, we don't stop the connector on. What's Tosis second teretz? Tosis second teretz is, you know what mitoich means? Mitoich means, oh, yishav, oh, yishalim. The guy says, I'm prepared to swear. You don't want to let me swear, why should I pay? I'm prepared to swear, I'm prepared to step up to the plate. Therefore, what does Tosis mean to say? That's why they made connectoi? What does Tosis mean to say? That's why there's no mitoich. What's that say? Is that how I learned? The second Torah says is the rice of the kasvara, that a choshed doesn't have mitoich. There's a lot of achrayim who learn like that. There's a levi learn like that. Others learn like that. The Torah, the second Torah, is a bombastic Torah. There's no mitoich by a choshed. The fee's there, by the way. The fee's there. I want everyone to pay attention. Listen carefully. The fee's there. What's Torah's first Torah? Torah's first Torah is there is mitoich. Just make a takan of connect. What's Torah's second Torah? We don't make connect over here. This guy's din is not mitoich. This guy doesn't have a din of mitoich. Excuse me, I apologize. I say it all the way around. I apologize. When there's a din mitoich, we do kenegdoi. In other words, in all the other places, there's a din mitoich. I apologize. Tais the second teres, if it's the rice, so it means like this. In all the other places, you know why we don't do kenegdoi? Because the din is mitoich. So why should we make a takara to change the din? Pay! Mitoich! I over here, we do kenegdoi. You know why we do kenegdoi over here? Because over here, there's no din of mitoich. So Tosis first shot is the Rabban de Kazakh. I mean, there's mitoich all over. There's mitoich all over by Choshen and by any of that other. So why over here did they make connect? Because that Rachmanis on him. Tosis second teret says the belt is a derisa for it. There's no mitoich by a Choshen. So what's the teret of Tosis if he's there? Teret of Tosis if he's there is a very dramatic teret. You know why over there we do connect and not there? Because over there there's mitoich. Whenever there's mitoich, connect doesn't change the din. When you have mitoich, you have mitoich. Connect doesn't work in a place where there's mitoich. Where there's mitoich, you have to pay. Over here where there's no din of mitoich. Where the guy, so the Chazal made a takana for the connector, the Chach should be able to get a Deshua. So according to the first Teretz of Tosis, this mitoich all over, just here they made connector because the Rachmanis on him, he's a basket case. The Shach Kizchai. The second tiny is that there's no mitoich over here, Bechal. So then the Teretz is much more radical. Over there, where there's a din of mitoich, we don't do connector. Connector doesn't change dinim. We never do connector when there's a mitoich. So we pay. Here, where there's no din of mitoich. And he wouldn't have had to pay. Over here, they made a takana of connector. The fees that comes out, if that's a Shach Kizchai, slowly. So it comes out that there's machlokes between the two terutim of Tosfos. What is the din of the chashuv before kenegdoi? According to the first terutz before the kenegdoi, what's the din of the chashuv? Mitarich, he has to pay. According to the second terutz, the way the belt learns, without the din of kenegdoi, what would be the din of the chashuv? He's off the hook. There's no mitarich. He says, I'm prepared to swear. Bakasha. That's how the belt learned Tosfos. It doesn't help anything. It's a takana to protect the tevel. He can't swear. He's a choshed. He doesn't have a din of mitarich because he says, I love the shatayin, I'm prepared to swear. And Chazal made a takana. That's a kenegdoi. If he swears, he'll get it. No, it's a drabon takatakana. It's not the shafka sayer. It's not because Rabbi Chwanos in him. He has a lumdish atayimer. He said, but we want to protect the tever. The Isha Chach gets something in the case of a chosh. It's a tever that connects. It's very kishmak. It's not a shafka sayer. Isha Chach is not a nevach timer. It's a locha timer. There's no mitach here. He said, there's no mitach. So they're connected. When you have a guy as a chosh who can't swear, he's off the hook. And they connected went ahead and said, you pay. That's the Pesach B'Shat Tosfos. That's how the development of Tosfos. So Tosfos' kasha was, why sometimes do we say mitarich when you can't swear? Why sometimes do we say kenegdoi? So Tosfos' first teretz is, the Rabbanan take as far, that we say mitarich all over, just what? Sometimes we have rachmanos and then we do a kenegdoi to protect his back. And Tosfos' second teretz is, there's no mitarich over here. You know why over here we do kenegdoi? Because over here there's no mitarich. All over there's mitarich. When there is mitarich, we don't do kenegdoi. Over here there's no mitarich. Achasha doesn't have mitarich. And Achasha doesn't have mitarich because he could say, oh, Yishav Yishav. So there's many rayas that that's not shatan Tosfos. Absolutely not. My first raya is from a Gemara that I asked you to see today. What's my raya? My first raya is from a Gemara that can't be shatan Tosfos. It's a pella that many people learn Tosfos like that, by the way. I agree that the reading of Tosfos is not shatan Tosfos. Oh, Yishal, the guy says I'm ready to swear. It looks like a dry stick of Svara. Dry stick of Svara means there's no mitach for me. I'll be bad. You can't activate mitach for me and tell me either swear or pay. I'll be bad to swear. First of all, there's a Gemara that you saw today, state not like that pshat. It's a mistake, the pshat, by the way. It's a mistake. By the way, the simple, superficial reading of it was that was a pshat. That's not pshat. First of all, there's a Gemara. You saw not like that. I asked you to see a Gemara today. What's a Gemara? I asked you to see a Gemara today. What happens if you have two chashudim? What's pshat two chashudim? The nitva is a chashud. We'll read the same story over here. We'll talk about this case. The nitva is a choshes, he can't swear the shuva from here kamais, okay? So he bounces to the kenegdoi. What do you do with the kenegdoi? He's also a choshes. Shneim chashudim. What does the Mishnah say? Chaz v'shuva. Brings the command of Mizayim and Al two sheetas. One sheet holds chaz v'shuva l'makrim. What's chaz v'shuva l'makrim mean? And what's the other shot? It goes back to the first guy. We'll go with that sheet, okay? So chaz v'shuva l'makrim means that what? It goes back to the first guy. A is a chashid, we bounce it to the second guy, connector. Connector is a chashid, shneim chashudim. So we bounce it back to where? To the first guy. What's the din of the first guy? What does he do? He has to pay. I understand you, there's no mitarich by a chashid. To Raya Muchachas that can't be pshat in Tosfos. It can't be that Tosfos in the second terutz meant to say that there's no mitarich by a chashid because of a derisa of the kisvar, because oyishal, oyishal, and the guy says, I want to swear. So before she went on like that, the Gemara says, what happened to both a chashudim? So one man, the Yom holds over there and Shuas, Daphne Zayim, I printed it out for you today with the Rashi, right? That if you say chashud, chazav shulam krayim, it goes back to it, bounces back to the first guy. That's when we say mitarich, correct? How can you say mitarich? Chashud doesn't have mitarich. That means if the whole reason why you're doing connect is because chashud doesn't have mitarich, so then what happens when they're both chashudim? So what should be the din according to the lamdas that I just said? Chashud doesn't have mitarich, because you do connect. The connect can't do it. Okay, so the ball game's over. Finished. We're done. How can it bounce back and go back to the chashud and make him pay? Stated before Shagamara, this is etched in stone that a chashud about that has mitarich. About the choshen has mitoich. A choshen has mitoich, and that's why when you're a connector. By the way, I have another diukim. That's a raya. Now I have diukim and toisus. I have two or three rayas diukim. First of all, toisus brings two terutz. So the first terutz is l'shafkas. Then he says va'oid. He doesn't say va'oid yeshleimar. Va'oid. One terutz is rabbanon. Va'oid. And the guy says I'm ready to swear. What do you mean va'oid? First of all, it's a va'oid yeshleimar. It's a whole new teretz, okay? One teretz is, but more than that, I would ask an aggravating krasha. Which teretz should he have bought, the derais or the rabbanon teretz first? You ever see a teretz who brings to the rabbanon the king's heir, and then he says, "Ba'oi, you should just know there's no mitarich by a chashid b'chal." That's absurd. Teretz should have said, first of all, there's no mitarich by a chashid at all, ba'oi, and even if not, there's a l'shaf k'sel, the whole area. In the order of teretz, so I'm saying two diukim. One is, ba'oi is mashma, that's just another, ba'oi. It's mashma, they're both from the same family, okay? Ba'oi. This is a drabbanon void, another drabbanon, that's A. And B, if Tosfos would have meant the derais, he would have bought the derais first. First, get up and say about bastard, brought up to Moses Kasha. Well, why can you do connector? There's mitarich. There's no mitarich by a choshet. That's terrorist number one. Terrorist number two is there is mitarich, but they had Rachmanis on him because he's a basket case, okay? Fine. I would add on another teretz, another diuk, not just va'oid that they're both mashma the rabbanon. Which one diuk is most mashma the rabbanon? Second of all, he brings the rabbanon before the deraisa. But third of all, there's another reason why it's not a va'oid, not because of the deraisa or the rabbanon. Although the two teretzim are worlds apart. The first teretz is saying that there is mitoich by a chasha, just they were masakin. Second teretz is saying there's no mitoich by a chasha, but that's not called a va'oid. They're not just saying a va'oid that's mashma the rabbanon and a deraisa. And I'm not just saying it's not out of order. The second teretz is saying that the kasha is a mistake because there's no din mitoich over here, correct? That's called va'oid. The second teretz, according to the way the Velt's learning, that it's not a chod of va'oid. According to the first teretz, the Tosfos, you're masking that there's mitoich by all over, just as a gzeira, because that rachman is on him, right? And the second teretz is saying there's no mitoich by a chasha. That's not called va'oid. That's called va'oid. That's called, it's not even va'oid yishlem, it's a whole different world. He's saying the kasha is a tois. You made a mistake. Your kasha was that there's mitoich here, there's no mitoich over here. Because of all these reasons, and because of the Ikarai that I brought from the story of the two Chashudim, it's clear that all Tais is meant to say was another reason why it's the Rabbanon. Tais is saying two the Rabbanons. One reason why the Rabbanon had Rachmanis over here is because the Shapka's Chayla Koberio, or otherwise everyone's going to scam the poor shepherd. He's not so poor, he's a Ganov, but he was hungry. Yeah, it says he ate two sheep. Can I say? As they say, it says Yom Echad. What do you say? Ma'aseh b'chol yom says every hour shavu ve'alam d'shal sofa. Yeah. Ma'aseh b'chol yom. Yeah. Two sheep. What? He's waiting for years and years. He's an anorexic. What do you call it? A shepherd. Right here. Here. Mamish, there's no way sofas in this matzah. So yeah. Listen carefully. So the answer is avada and avada. It's two drabonons. Avada Moira Rabbi Zad is mitoich by a choshev. I said, why over here punk there was I can connect? But for two reasons. One is Rachmanas and Shafri's Khan. There's another Rachmanas. The guy says I want to swear. This swear that I want to swear is not a derisive swear. I don't care if you want to swear. This is Dimitoch, he can't swear, go fly a kite. But Rachmanas and him, the guy's begging and yelling. So they made a Rachmanas. What was Rachmanas they made on him? Chutz, the other guy should swear before he gets it. And that's the void. It's very geschmack. That's the proper reading of Tosis. Tosis never said that there's no mitoich, avada, there is mitoich by a choshev. The Tosis said two swears, why over here there was I can connect? One reason why the Masakin Kenegdo is because that Rachmanis on him, that the other guy shouldn't get it without a shvua because of the Shakras Chayim. The second reason, because he says he wants to swear, we have Rachmanis on him. That's the Emes of Shan Tesis. And both Tesis in hold that about that there is a din of Yitoch by a Choshet, like all the other places. Just there's a specific reason we don't wonder why the Masakin over here Kenegdo. This fact that I just said is the cornerstone of the Sugya and the Kasha that's coming in a few minutes. Okay? Atkan, that's the Tesis over here. The Tesis is very clear. So the summary of this Tosfos Sinai, you realize we're going into a new world, I'm going step by step until I get to that big kasha, which Reb Leib spoke about, and everyone spoke about. We'll get to it slowly. So we have clear now. We introduce ourselves to a thing called a chashud. We just have picked up three big ideas. A chashud can't swear. If he can't swear, he has mitoich. Anybody who can't swear has mitoich. Over here, there was Sakin Kenegda, which is a shvuas hamishna. It's a mishna in shvuas dafim dalad. Either because of reason number one, they're Rachmanis on him, reason number two, they're Rachmanis on him. Says the Gemara, okay, so why do you have to have this whole Gemara by Shua, the Reiser of Kamaisa? You can have Nachman, Shua's Hesses, also a new friend of ours. Have the Gemara, Takanto, Takanto, Kenegas, Takonim, Takanto, Takanto, Le'avinim. Trektois is a new Kasha. Look inside. Turn to my base. We're building now stage two, and then we'll get to stage three, and that's where the trouble starts. So far, so good. So far, we're clear, Baruch Hashem. We bought many rais, not like the Achorinim. Says Tois is Takanto, Takanto. Listen carefully now. Okay, so you can't make a takanta or takanta. So by a shuas hesis, so let's move into a different world now. Forget about okay, kamaisa. We think kamaisa is a controversial sach. It's not clear if it's passing like that or not. We had a brisa from Abu Dhabi, but you not like him, right? So effectively, moral, stay out of controversy. Reb Nachman, so you're more if the reason why it's chayv to swear also Reb Nachman, so then we can't do a connector. Why can we do a connector? Why can we do a connect? Canto takanto leotina, frecta is a kasha. Okay, so what do you do? Okay, so what do you do now? So what do you do? He's a choshev. So Tois says, the ballgame is over. He can't swear his shua sesis. There's no connect, I say mitoich. So Tois says, mitoich she'eni yochol lishav mishalim, l'sha'a chocho k'deprishus. What about saying mitoich? By the way, my rabbi said, where is this kasha coming from? Where's the leidas of this time? Where's the leid of this time? Tosfos says, okay, you can't do takanta takanta by a shua the rabbanon. It means on a shua, you can slap on a connector and bounce it the other way. in a shua the rabbanon, a shua sesis, if the reason why the roi is chayav a shua sesis, so then I can't do a connect the way he's a fashid. And what do I do now? So what should I do now? Based on our information, what should I do? What should I do, by the way? What should I do? What do you want? Where is the kasha coming from? What's the question you will say? No, we don't make this way. He can't say it's a chashud. We should make him pay, because we have a din. What happened to both guys are chashudim? What's it when both guys are chashudim? You're a chashud, we slap at the connector. Connector is a chashud, what do? We bounce it back, and we say what? So it's like Tez, do the same thing over here. That's why it's a kasha, correct? Everybody agrees? Then we get to the kasha. Tez kasha is then enough. And I read the katal of dinon. Okay, so then stick with mitoich. Stick with mitoich. Stick with mitoich. Exactly like we find that in a place where we do connect, and the guy is a chasher, we bounce it back to chasher shulam akrim, and then we go back to mitoich. So it's a kasha. Do the same thing over here. Takanto takanto is like two chashudim. I don't have that. Takanto takanto is like two chashudim. Takanto takanto is like two chashudim. Takanto takanto is like two chashudim. Correct. You can't swear connector, so you go back to the base. In fact, there's a kasha. So if you can't do connector, right? So it's a shura that I want to go back and do. And for times you can't do mitar kid de precious. What's kid de precious mean? What's the kid de precious? Slowly. Says the Maram. Maybe he means the toys that we just learned. Could it be the toys we just learned? Could the kid de precious be the toys that we just learned? The Maram says maybe. Rav has a suffix. Could it be the Tais that we just said? What did Tais say on Amad Alf? Tais said there's no Mitoich by Choshev? Tais never said that. I just bought a right that's Mitoich by Choshev. What's my right that's Mitoich by Choshev? My Rav Yisai? The bounce back, right? The Shnei Chashudim, the Choshev Shulam Akrema. A Choshev has Mitoich. If you have connected, what did Tais say on Amad Alf? Tais didn't say there's no Mitoich by Choshev. Tais was explaining what? Reasons why by a Choshev we make the Kanas of connected. That's what Tais said. Tais didn't say there's no mitoich. There's mitoich by a choshe the same way there's mitoich by anybody who can't swear. Lo yadana, mitoich. Ask of the baba, mitoich. Choshe, mitoich. Why over here was there a sack in Kenegdoi? Because they had Rachmanis on him. And what about a case where the Rachmanis doesn't work? He's a shnei chashud. And we bounce back. We go back to the baseline, then a mitoich, correct? So what does he mean, kid of precious? The Ram says, maybe he means Tais Amad Al. What do you mean Tais Amad Al? Tais Amad Al didn't say anything that helps us. All Tais Amad Al said, Tais never said there's no mitoich by a choshe. Taisa said that the reason why they were misakin kinegdoi by a choshed is because I have rachmanas on him. But what happens if I can't do the kinegdoi? Says the Gemara in Shuvah Daf and Zayin, print out on side B. If I can't do it, what do? I bounce back and I go back to the din of mitoich. Taisa never said on Amad Al that there's no din of mitoich by choshed. Taisa said two reasons why the Chazal were misakin kinegdoi. Taisa said two reasons why Chazal were misakin kinegdoi. Taisa said two reasons why Chazal were misakin kinegdoi. That yeah. Taisa never said there's no choshed by mitoich. So over here, with takanto le'avdin, we can't be misakin connected. Go back to the baseline of what? Of mitoich by a chashid. The same way by two chashidim, we go back to the baseline. That's Tais's kasha. So when I say kid of precious, where's kid of precious? What he meant? So Maram says he meant the Tais before. What does it say in the Tais before? Tais before doesn't say anything. Tais before doesn't say anything. Tais before doesn't say a word. Tais before just explained why, even though there is a din of mitoich, normally we would make you pay. Chazal gave an added security blanket of called connected to protect the guy because he's a Rachmanis. Why is he a Rachmanis? Reason one, reason two, they're going to scam him. He says, oh, let me swear. There's all the Rabbanadika reasons why they made a consumer protection law for Kenegdoi. But if you can't do the Kenegdoi, says the Gemara in Shuas Lepin Zayin, if you can't do the Kenegdoi, Bashneim Chashudu, we bounce back and we give mitoich. Say here too. What's Kid Apresha mean? Amad Alf? Tais Amad Alf ever said that there's no mitoich? If Tais would have meant that the rise of the Kesvar Melo. But since we proved unequivocally, that's not what Tais has meant, I proved unequivocally from the Gemara in Shuas Daf and Zayin that there is mitoich by a choshev. All Tais has meant, why do we do connect or not? But when you can't do connect, we go back to mitoich. So what's Tais mean, Kid Apresha? As I affect everybody on the Maram. But today, we have a Tais Arosh, we have a Rebbeinu Peretz, who said that's not what Kid Apresha means. It's a mistake. They say the Maram made a mistake. I mean, according to what we're saying, it doesn't make sense to Maram. It's interesting. The Messiah is a Shas over here. They say Kid Apresius. They sent to who? They sent to Tais of Amad Alf over here, correct? It's a mistake. The Tais of Amad Alf doesn't say anything, Bachal. Tais of Amad Alf just says that there's a connector. He doesn't say there's no Mitoich. So if Takanta the Kantle, you know, we go back to Mitoich, exactly like Meshnu Chashudim. Says the Maram, one second, it's not true, you're saying. It's absolutely not true. They're saying about it, that's why they made a takana. Why can't make a takana? We go back to the device of the Gedin, which is mitoch. I don't know what you're saying. Like two chashid, we say the same thing with two chashid also. About two chashid, we say the same thing. You're making such an emotional plea every Friday. But two chashid, it's the same thing. But two chashid, we say the same thing. I want to swear. Are you saying that the Mosul Shri is making the miseries of one? What's Nashkiach? The Mosul Shri is making the miseries of one. Two two chashudim are less shchiach? I don't know, not in the world I live in. Everybody's chashus. Just like that. That's the yes, because she decides to shchiach. What's called the kasha, didn't drop me? No, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, listen carefully now. Says the Maram option two, and the Maram, the Hilig of Maram, Lublin didn't have the, he didn't have the Rabbeinu Peretz, he didn't have the Tzeis Rosh. Rabbeinu Peretz and Tzeis Rosh say explicitly, Tzeis doesn't mean Amad Alf, there's nothing in Amad Alf. Amad Alf doesn't say that why does nobody talk about Choshit. They both speak out, Rabbeinu Peretz and the Maram says it as option two. When we have Rabbeinu Peretz, we have a Rosh today. When we have Rabbeinu Peretz and a Rosh, so we know clearly what it means. Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rosh speaks out clearly that he means the Tzeis of Gimel Amud Beis. Tzeis of Gimel Amud Beis, which we did not learn inside, speaks mefurish that there's no mitoych on Shavuot Rabbanon. Tzeis says of Gimel Amud Beis explicitly. Shitas Tzeis is on a Shavuot Rabbanon we don't say mitoych. We're going to explain in the coming days why. Okay, there's no mitoych on a Shavuot Rabbanon. The din of Oy Yishava Oy Yishalim wasn't said on a Shavuot Rabbanon, only on a Shavuot Raisa, which by the way needs to be explained. Why not? If this is the end of Yitoch Shein, Yochel Shom B'Sham, why the Rabbanon's not? But the Rabbanon doesn't have. Mele, Ki the Precious means, like I said, enough give along with base. As they say, first and twice the Rosh. As they say, first and Bainer Peretz, black and white. Ki the Precious means, like we don't, enough give along with base, the Rabbanon's don't have Mitoch. So what happened over here? What happened was like this. Takanto Panto Le'avinon. I go back to Mitoch. There's no Mitoch over here, because the Rabbanon's don't have Mitoch. And that's what Tois meant to say when he said, Ki the Precious. By the way, L'Hoyer, it has to be like that anyway. Halei Tosis says, watch what I'm going to say now, and now I'm heading to the big kasha. Halei Tosis says in the Gemara obeys that the Rabbanans don't have mitoich. Tosis in the Gemara obeys, you saw it all over Shas. Ashur the Rabbanan, we don't say mitoich shein yachli shom b'shalim. If Tosis didn't mean this over here, so what was his kasha? In fact, there's a kasha, you don't do takata, so go back to mitoich. What do you mean? The Rabbanans don't have mitoich. Elmai, that's what Tosis meant to answer, Kid the Preachers. If he didn't mean to answer, that's what did he ask? If Kid the Preachers meant like the Messiah Shas claims over here, meant Tosis Amar Aleph, what's he asking? A kasha over here? There's no mitoich over here, because Ashur the Rabbanan don't have mitoich. Well, why? I'm not the Tzeis meant to say Kid the Precious. Like Tzeis Rosh says, Rabbeinu Peretz, he meant to say Kid the Precious. There's no other Mitoch by the Rabbanon. So I'm not the Choshen has Mitoch. Just not by the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon doesn't have Mitoch B'chol. That's Nifl Moed. Mele, for Tzeis Akasha. So what is Mitoch? Takata, help me. Go back to Mitoch. Like every two Chashudim. And for Tzeis, it's Kid the Precious, the Rabbanon doesn't have Mitoch. And as they say, Rabbeinu Peretz. By the way, today we have Rabbeinu Peretz, Tzeis Rosh, who generally are the accepted Pshat and Tzeis, that's Pshat and Tzeis. Atkan. So now everything's good, everything's Geshmak, everything's Moiridik. I want to say over the flow of the Gemara and now begin the heart of the Sugya. Now that Pshat Tov and Mitzlachas, we've got the Pshat down. Watch. Now we start. So what did the Gemara say? There was a shepherd, there was a Roya, who has a Chiyav Shuvah Deraisa because of Chiyav Kamaisa, Im Isa, right? The Gemara says, it's not clear, but if you hold like Rabbi Kamaisa, the Gemara says it's not clear. It's a suffix. We'll be passing like that. We had a brisa on top, not like that. But in Isi, if you pass like Rabbi Kamaisa, this guy's chavish with a brisa. Step one. Step two is a chashid. Can't swear. Says the Gemara connected. In fact, there's a chashid. What happened to good old mitoich? Says Tosis. Where we're learning now about it is mitoich. So over here, Chazal Rachmonas, they made a takana connected to the Tovosoi for his benefit. Slowly. In fact, the Gemara would have to come on to Rabbi Kamaisa. We have to get involved in a controversy. Everyone agrees it's a shuah of Nachman of Kaif Bakol. You always have to swear. Says the Gemara, no. It's not going to work because there won't be a connector. Why won't be a connector? Takanta takanta. For Tois is takanta takanta. Go back to mitoich. Halei every choshed has mitoich. When you can't do the takon, you can't do the takon. For Tois is the Rabbanon don't have takon. My Rabbi said, if so, we're set up now for the big kasha of the sugya, and the big kasha of the sugya goes like this. There's many ways to ask the kasha. I'm going to say in the following nusach. Watch. Rebbe over here, and Beis Halevi, and others, have a famous chakira. And now we start. The Mishnah in Shuas Daf Zayin brings down, Memdal brings down, that there's a Shuas HaNeitlin called Shekinegdoi. A Mishnah brings down a list of Neitlins, a list of people who swear to get. One of them is Kinegdoi. What's the story of a Kinegdoi? A guy was a Choshed. He was an official to Choshed, not a Choshed, I'm a Moin, and maybe he's lying. We caught him stealing. He can't swear. Can't swear. Rabbanu were misakin connected. Why were Rabbanu misakin connected? We taste the tupshatim. Atkan. Klerz or Blabe, okay, and other Achorinim. So why does the guy get the money? Does he get the money because of Mitoich, or does he get the money because of the Shvuah, Ba'azberes Dvarai? One way of learning is that this guy, Be'etzim, has a din of Mitoich. He's a Choshed. Chashit. It didn't be Teich. All the other cases be Teich. Mitoch Sheni Yachol Lishov. Mishalim. Oy Has. Oy Shalim. And that derives that the Gedin is intact. It's true. Normals. Normals. Chazal had Rachmanis on him. Why did they have Rachmanis on him? Shafkas Chayelich Oberi. They're going to scam him. Reason number two, they had Rachmanis on him because he says, I want to swear. They had Rachmanis on him. So they slapped on a connector. They said, you know something? Before we make you pay, let the other guy swear. When the other guy swears, why is he getting the money? Because the Shvua gives him the money, or it's a regular Din HaMitoch? Avada Navada, the Sechel Yosher is, it's a regular Din HaMitoch. That means that you have a Din HaMitoch. Really, you have a you can't swear, you're a Chashid. You have a Din HaMitoch. You should pay. Because I'll add an honor protection. Before we make him pay, we make you swear. Who's you? The Tavea. But I'll ask you, but why am I getting the money after I swear? After I did the consumer protection takana. After I was Yetzir Chazal's Gzeira takana. I'll ask you, so why do you get the money now? Why are you getting the money? You swore. You were Yetzir. We're trying to protect the guy from scammers. We're going to take this first test. We want to protect him. We want to protect him from getting scammed. I'll ask you, okay, so now you swore. You were Yetzir takana. I'll ask you, why are you getting the money? I thought you're getting the money because of Mitaych. What's the Shaila? That's the din. I want to say something in parentheses. You know when I would tell you that you're not getting the money of Mitaych? If Tosis' second teretz would have been a svara d'oraisa, why there's no mitoich by a chashid, so then the connector, obviously you're not getting the money because there's no mitoich by a chashid. Means if the pshat of Tosis would have been that mistaken shot, that the reason there's no mitoich by a chashid b'chal, chashid doesn't have mitoich. So I'll ask you a kasha, this is where it blames all the tzad. So why are you getting it when you swear? Chazal were misakin that you're able to swear and get it, which is a humongous chiddush. I mean, if there wouldn't be a din of mitoich by a chosha because Tosis' second teretz was a device of the kasvara which says, I want to swear, so then you'll have to say, so why when the other guy swears does he get the money? Not because of mitoich. It must be because when the Chazal made a takana, they allowed you to get the money idea of the takana. But today that we're not learning Tosis like that. We're learning in Tosis that avada there is mitoich by a chosha, and there's no way for the chosha to get out of the mitoich. So if that's true, so why when the guy swears do we say you get the money? Why, when the guy swears, do we say you get the money? Because of Mitaych. Just the point is, because of consumer protection, you have to swear. So we swear. After you swear, why are you getting the money? Because better you have to pay. You're having the Mitaych Sheni Yachol Shalom. That's the Pashav Shal. That's the tzad that Reb Leib takes on based on this Tosis and this Levi, that the reason why you're getting the money is because of that. How there's no other reason to say you get the money. I mean, when Chazal made the Takan of Kenegde, they needed to make a Takan of Kenegde that you swear and get? No. You're getting because of Mitoch anyway, just the Rebbe said, in order to protect the guy, we're going to slap on a shvur. That means, I'll say it in a Zah way, before we'll let you access the Mitoch, we'll make you swear to protect the guy. That's very geschmack. In fact, Rav Asher, the monumental kasha of the sugya. So Rav Asher said, I don't understand. In fact, the Gemara, Hashta Nami de Lesula de Rav Chia and the Chayavi Midi Rav Nachman. Why do you have to get yourself involved in the controversy of Rav Chia Kamais, which is a whole balagan, whether we're passing like him or not? Right? Anyway, the guy has to swear. He has to swear Shvu Rabbanan. And he can't swear. So we'll do a connector. And that thing wants to say a teretz what? Takanto le'adina, correct? Frekabasha, the kasha doesn't start. In a million years, I can't make a connector by a Rabbanan. Why can't I make a connector by a Rabbanan? Because why b'chal like making the guy pay when he has a connector? Because it's the baseline din of mitoich, correct? But Tosis holds enough given base that there's no mitoich by the Rabbanan, correct? So how could the Gemara have the audacity to come up and say, well, you have to get yourself involved in a mess over here. The reason why the Roya is Chayiv is because of Chayiv Kamaisa. He can't swear because he's a Chashud. We move over to Kenegda and the Kenegda gets it. What if it's affecting Gemara? Oi. So then do the same thing in the world of the Rabbanan, in the world of Rav Nachman, Chas V'Shalom, said Rav Asher. Haloyat Shvu the Rabbanan is not, there's no Dinamitach, correct? Tosis just said it on the base, correct? Affecting Rav Asher, Tosis said it on the base, there's no Dinamitach of the Rabbanan. Affecting Rav Asher, if there's no din of mitoch on the Rabbanan, so what's the Gemara's kasha to begin with? What does the Gemara want? They should go ahead and swear? Swear what? And get money? Why should you get money? A kenegdo gets? Chas v'shalom. Chazal said that a kenegdo by a choshud gets money? Chas v'shalom. Chazal said that when there's a din of mitoch, so before you access the mitoch money, swear, give a shvua to protect the guy. In a case where there's no mitoch, Yala aladas that a guy can get up and swear and get money? What are you, crazy? Vazepis. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha doesn't stop b'chal. Reb Leib Tain is that according to the Pashup Shat, why does Kenegda get money? Well, why are you getting money, by the way? You're swearing you're getting money, vazepis. The answer is, because really, and the guys have to pay. Now the point is, we have a consumer protection, so we go ahead and we say, you know something, before you get the money that you deserve to get, go swear. That I understand. But in a case of the Rabbanu where there's no mitoich, Who told you b'chal that connect they can go shafach, you have to pay money? Fact of Asher, that place is terrible on my base, it's so good that kasha doesn't stop b'chal. What was the Gemara's kasha? That we should say connect? How can you say connect? It means like this place is on my base, yes, the kasha, and said, okay, takato, listen to the way I'm asking the kasha. Tais on the base says, Takato, Layavdina, we don't make a connector. In fact, Tais says, okay, so say Mitoich. Says Tais says, oh, we don't do Mitoich by the Rabbanan. In fact, of Asher, you don't do Mitoich by the Rabbanan, so to begin with, what you ask? That we should do connector? And let's say it wouldn't be Takato. Let's say there wouldn't be Takato. Let's say we would say connector. What would you do? The guy would swear, and he would what? He would get the money? Why should he get the money? Because we see that Chazal made a Takano connector of Ada. Chazal made a Takano about the connector by Yeshua Deraisa. By Yeshua Deraisa, where your baseline in is Mitoich. And you're supposed to get the money. So Chazal said, swear, you ever found that a connector without Mitoich can get money? Why should the guy get money, by the way? It's not fair. I'm a Yeshua Derabanan. I can't swear. Kama Choshet. Beseder. So there's no there Mitoich. No. Can that the guy swear and get money? Why should the guy swear and get money? Who ever heard such a thing? The other guy swears and gets money? Why? I don't have a Dimitoich. There's nothing wrong with me. I can't swear Yeshua Derabanan. I can't swear Yeshua Derabanan. Goodbye. Elamai, he'll do connector. You'll tell me, what do you mean? Every connector gets money. Chas v'shalom. Every connector doesn't get money. Every connector gets money because there was a din mitoich on the guy because he had a shavu deraisa. Male effective usher, what does Tesis ask? Tesis asked the kasha, after the Gemara is at the takanta, effective is the kasha, okay. So then let's go back to mitoich like shnei chashut. He says, Tesis, no, the Rabbanan doesn't have mitoich. Effective usher, the Rabbanan doesn't have mitoich. So what's the most kasha to begin with? Who b'chal told you the right and the luxury to go say that a connector gets money? Maybe the only time we get money, that means, who gave the right, the Gemara, the right to take on that a connector could get money without Mitoich? That's the question. Who told the Gemara that when Tais is asking, if the Takata, the Takata, effect, Tais, okay, so let's bounce it back to a Mitoich? Since Tais, there are bundles on that Mitoich. Tais, the Rosh, we're in a present force. Fact of Asha, I don't understand. It's a terrorist on the task. I don't think what's the most kasha to begin with. We should do connector by the Rabbanan. Who told you that connector gives money? Who told you, Michal, that connector works when there's no Mitoich? Who told you how connector can give a guy money? When a guy has to pay, so then we do connector. But the one is no mitzvah. The kasha doesn't stop. The Gemara should say a simple teretz. We have to enter the takanta to the takanta. The Gemara should say there's no connector over here because connector is based on mitzvah. So what's the answer to the question that he asked? The answer is that the Gemara knew for a dover poshet that the connector has nothing to do with the mitzvah. The Gemara knew that the connector's ability to get money has nothing to do with the mitzvah. I'm answering the question. I asked the question. I answered. I asked the question, I'm answering the question. Stating the Gemara, that the Gemara understood that the Kenegdoi doesn't get money because of the guy's Mitoich, which is the Pashta. The Pashta says, he's supposed to pay, we have Rachmanis on him, so we say, we slap on a Shvua, and that's all finished. But I'm getting the money because of Mitoich, and that's why, by the way, I'm reading on in parentheses, that when he can't swear, we bounce it back to his Mitoich, right? Chos HaShvua Makar, we go back to your baseline then. What gave the Gemara or the luxury of being able to get up and say that by the Rabbanan also we should do connect? Who told such a thing connect? The Teretz. The Gemara knew for a Dovra Poshet that the connector is swearing and getting the money is not because of the Mitoich of the Din of Oregon. And the big question is why? Big question is why? Who told the Gemara that? Why was it Poshet to the Gemara against my Pashtas? My Pashtas is that if you have a din of Mitoich, just it's a din der Rabbanan, the Seder. So you put a din der Rabbanan, which is based, it's feeding off the Mitoich. In a case where the Shua has no Mitoich, in a million years there's no mucker for a connector. Elamai, the Gemara took on for Dover Poshet, that even though a Choshet has Mitoich, that's not the reason why the connector gets the money. That's not the reason why the connector gets the money. The connector doesn't get the money because of Mitoich. The connector gets the money because of connector. And then the Gemara says, connector gets the money, not because of Mitoich. Do the same thing by the Rabbanan. But here's the million-dollar question. Why was it Pasha to the Gemara that the reason why the connector is getting the Mara is not because of the Mitoich that the Choshet has? How did that's the Pasha? So if I were to ask you, and this is where Rabbi Leib speaks out, I'll print another relay for you tomorrow. If I were to ask you, why does the connector get money? What's that? Mr. Terrence says, what do you mean? This guy's supposed to pay me anyway. Just it's not Banish for. By the way, isn't that the Pasha? If there's a dim Mitoich by a Choshet, isn't the Pasha that's why he pays? Just the point is, they wanted to protect him. They're one-on-one, they're one-on-two. So he said, okay, you go ahead and swear. But the reason, so again, after I swallow Yates of the Rabbana, why are we getting the money? Because there's no Mitoich. The Gemara has the audacity to go ask, and in a case where there's a Rabbana where there's no Mitoich, you should also get it. What's that? Why should I give you money? I owe you money. I can't swear. You want to do connect? What's that? You're going to swear and get money? Mechatesi. The Teretz says, the Gemara knew for a Dover Poshet that the reason why by Choshet, by Deraisa, the reason why you're getting the money is not because of the Mitoich of the Choshet. The question is, why not? Isn't that the Pashtas? How did Gemara know that? Anyway, the Teretz? How did Gemara know that? When I read such a Gemara, Avad I take on that the reason why the connector guy, the Tevea, gets the money, because he was supposed to get the money anyway, he was Yetzer the Rabbanan, now he gets the money. We go back to Mitoich, like my two Chashutim, by the way, I go. So who gave the Gemara the audacity to take on? No. And by the Rabbanu, there's no mitoich. And if there's no mitoich, there's no reason why the Tevea should get it. Elamai, I mean answering the question. I'm going further. It was poshut to the Gemara that by the case of Rabchia Kamaisa, the reason why the connector is getting the money is not because the Choshet has mitoich. It's not because the Choshet has mitoich. Let me tell you why. Why was the Pashtas? How do you want to know that? The Pashtas is sure not like that, by the way. The Pashtas is Nishtasei. The Pashtas is that the reason why he gets the money, because he has a Din Mitoich, and I swear, now I have access to Din Mitoich. That doesn't apply by the Rabbanu Bachal. So why does he have to wait till the end of the Gemara of the Kaz Lakan, then he has to worry about Mitoich? Should have asked at the beginning, what's got going on over here? How can you rush Tel Tzu? Can you? I don't care what it's called, so it won't be called. Who cares? I don't care. But the Rabbanu, make it the Kaz, I'm finished. No. You're wrong. I know what you said, but it's not. And the Rebbe said those. Talk about this at great length tomorrow with 10 nafkaminas. What's today? Tuesday. I'm off tonight. Yes, and that's it.